Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We've got a lot to talk about here on the show today. Whatever is on your mind concerning Raw, Women's Evolution pay-per-view, Crown Jewel. If you want to talk about New Japan, you're welcome to talk about New Japan. Anything pro wrestling or mixed martial arts related is fair game here today. That includes, by the way, the alleged attempt to put together Daniel Cormier, Derek Lewis. They are trying. I think it's a terrible idea. That would be for November 3rd, 3 weeks from now. So we talk about that here today, plus Raw last night, which I thought was actually a pretty good show. There was a lot of different things they did last night. The return to pro wrestling of Shawn Michaels. He's actually returning as part of DX. I don't know if that's kind of like his way of getting around coming out of retirement. Shawn Michaels himself is not really returning as a singles, but DX is returning. But anyway, he's back. We could talk about that. The heel turn of Bobby Lashley. The Bellas turning on Ronda Rousey. We also had the main event match, very, very good match. They're still building up whatever's going to go on with The Shield, Dolph, Drew, and Braun. So if you've been listening to this show, outside of speculation, I do a lot of speculating. I also do a lot of reporting, and I did tell everybody that it was going to be Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella, and Shawn Michaels coming out of retirement to team with Triple H to face The Undertaker and Kane. So those are all happening. We got the full card for both of those shows. We got six matches so far for the Women's Evolution pay-per-view. We got three matches for the Crown Jewel show, and obviously many more to come. A lot of them won't even be announced because there is a World Cup tournament for individuals from Raw, four from SmackDown, which, by the way, we talked about the World Cup tournament a couple of weeks ago, and people didn't believe it's going to be called the World Cup. But hey, it's being called the World Cup, so they got away with it because it has nothing to do with soccer. It is a pro wrestling World Cup. Four from Raw, four from SmackDown. We can talk about that today. Cena and Angle already in it. Whatever's on your mind. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I'm always getting ready to do the show today, all excited, and then something like this comes up where I have to start off on an annoyed note. It says, Brian, you need to call in to bust it open. Defend the Wrestling Observer's credibility and your own credibility because these idiots who call and attribute false rumors to you make you guys look bad. No. I'm not calling in to bust it open to defend my credibility or anybody else's credibility. I have a show. I do 15 shows a week. And Dave writes the Wrestling Observer newsletter. So if somebody out there mishears me or misreads Dave, then that's their fault. And if you listen to what they say, if you read something online that's attributed to us, and you just believe whatever that person wrote, and you don't bother to listen to me or to listen to Dave, I'm not wasting my time. You're the idiot. It's your responsibility. If you want to go on another radio show or do whatever, or do your own podcast, or write your own email newsletter, or whatever, it's your responsibility to go to the source of this information. Not something that you read on Reddit, not something that you heard on another show, not something that you even read necessarily on our board. Sometimes people listen to our show and they do a recap on the board and they get something absolutely, completely backwards. So, if you want to use information that myself or Dave put out there, then you need to either go to us or it's out of my hands. I'm not going to deal with it. It's your problem if you mess this up, not mine. A caller that called in to bust it open and absolutely butchered what we were talking about on Sunday's show about Daniel Bryan. That's his fault. That's Bubba's fault for not going to the source. And that's the listener's fault if they're going to spread that information around without finding out if that's actually what we said. That's it. Done.
So are they taking this information and just taking whatever the caller says at face value and
I don't know.
Us.
I didn't listen to it. A caller was in their car on Sunday, and they heard this show for the very first time. And they tuned in the middle of a Daniel Bryan conversation. They didn't understand what we were talking about.
Even though it was said a zillion times.
No, they tuned in later, something like that. That's my point.
Oh, but you said
and
it
then,
throughout the whole
then
thing.
They called the next day to another show, and they butchered the information. Okay? I'm not calling into the show to fix everything that everybody else screws up. I'd be on the internet all day long if I had to go around to every website, message board, radio show, trying to correct everything that everybody else messes up that we never said. I don't have time. And I don't want to anyway. I am here to serve the people who are actually going to listen to this show. They're actually going to subscribe to the website, and they're actually going to read the newsletter. Those are the people that I will concern myself with because they're actually listening, and they're actually reading the newsletter. Everybody else, do your own thing. It's irrelevant to me. I don't care. I don't care what somebody that doesn't listen to this show or read The Observer thinks about my credibility. I could not possibly care less. It's on them. They messed it up, not me.
Especially in the age of trolls, it's like, you
it's
know,
not even it's a troll. This was a mistake.
But it's not a mistake when you're a stupid person, because the reality is there's one thing to make a mistake of. You're honestly thinking you misheard something. The person actually went out of their way to say, well, I didn't really hear it and I don't really know. And give me a break. Stupid people and trolling, it essentially ends up being the same thing, you know?
Let's get to the news here. We got Raw from last night, which set up two shows, in the middle of setting up two shows. We got Ronda Rousey, Nikki Bella, this is Evolution, for the Raw women's title. We have Becky Lynch defending the SmackDown women's title against somebody. Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler for the NXT women's title. We got Rhea Ripley defending the NXT UK women's title against somebody. We got the finals of the Mae Young Classic, which I'll try not to screw up this time. And we have Alexa Bliss and Mickie James versus Trish and Lita. As noted on the Observer radio show last night, they had been teasing that it was going to be Trish versus Alexa, I guess in order to sell tickets. And apparently it was not as hot a ticket seller as they wanted, but they never had the intention of doing a singles match. It was always going to be a tag. And the word I got this morning was that Trish and Lita apparently didn't want to do singles matches, so we're getting a tag match. So there you go. That's the story there. For the crown jewel, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, Brock Lesnar, triple threat for the Universal title, AJ Daniel Bryan for the WWE title, and yes, Shawn Michaels out of retirement, the return of DX versus Undertaker and Kane. And there's also a World Cup tournament. Somebody already asked, are there going to be NXT guys involved? No. There's going to be four guys from Raw, of which we already know two. There are going to be four guys from SmackDown, of which we will know two tonight. And there will be, I guess, seven matches, or however many matches are involved in this tournament here. So that's the card for Crown Jewel. You know what that means, by the way? Smaller roster going to Saudi Arabia, because we're doing a tournament. So there you go.
That's true.
Two men in already, Cena and Kurt Angle.
What a long Cena video package we are going to see every week leading into this thing.
I'm just blown away that John Cena qualified by making a one-minute hot tag.
Well, when you hit a legendary status, you know what I mean? You have those sorts of ways in. We don't have to have a whole 10-match credibility series like they do in New Japan for the young boys before they're able to be made bona fide and official. John, you get the haircut, you get the video, and make the hot tag, and there you go.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hello, gentlemen. This is Adam in Kentucky.
What's happening?
Before I get to the main meat of the matter, I just want to pitch in my two cents on that, you know, world-renowned Battle Royal segment last night on Raw. On the face of it was pretty stupid, but I liked it, and it was entertaining, you know, with such fan favorites like El Hombre, Sin Nombre, and the Chilean Sea Bass. That was pretty cool. I know that they're local legends in Chicago.
Local legends all over the world.
The main point that I wanted to get to was, and I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but even though Raw was a pretty good show, something just stuck in my craw, why does WWE keep shuffling their main eventers in and out of matches that we've seen a thousand times? In the first hour of Raw, they announced two tag team matches that we had seen literally less than 48 hours ago, you know, at the time of the show. Is there any readily available reason, good or bad, that WWE just doesn't want to build anticipation to big-time matches and big-time cards?
My friend.
Instead of having this thing.
My friend. First off, I want to thank you very much for the call. I got to let you go because there's birds chirping in the background of your call. But I want to say that the thing with Raw is it's 3 hours long every week. So let's do the math here. This should be fun. That means there's 12 hours of Raw every month. And there's over 1,500 hours of Raw every year. Right?
Sure.
Yeah. 3 times 52. 3 times 5. What's that? Now I got to do something. Now you're going to drive me nuts. 3 hours, 52 weeks. Yeah, 156. I was close. I was only off by a factor of 10. But anyway, that's a lot of hours. And you got to look at, I mean, go on Wikipedia. Google the Raw roster. Look at how many people they have there. I mean, it's very, very difficult for them to hold off any match. Because they have so many hours to fill. And that's, by the way, not counting the pay-per-views. Maybe that's how I got to 1,500. But anyway, they got so many hours to fill that, I mean, keep in mind, they beat Asuka. You want to know why they beat Asuka? Because they couldn't figure out how to book without her losing. So, like, it's impossible to keep things special unless it's like Shawn Michaels, coming back from retirement. I mean, that's special because he hasn't been wrestling. But other than that,
they have a lot of bodies. They could rotate people in and out better. They could do a better job of it.
No, they can't. I don't think they can.
But that's the thing is, but even if they did, even that will probably get stale because, again, the amount, it's just the sheer amount of hours that they have. So I get it. I don't like bringing back somebody just even if they're going to be on the winning side of a tag match just to go away for a month just to rotate them in. I don't know. They could do a better job with more bodies, with more feuds, and concentrate on them better, but it's still going to be tough with the amount of hours.
All right, back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Daniel in North Carolina. Our main man Daniel is on the line. Daniel, what's going on?
Not much, guys. I hope you guys are doing well. And I will say thank you for all the shows you do and the fine work that everybody does.
Thank you, Daniel.
So actually, I have a UFC question, and I'm not a diehard UFC fan.
I'm not either.
Really kind of irritated with Dave's opinion Saturday night about blaming the fans for supporting the UFC. And my question is, the UFC doesn't have to use the Conor McGregor incident with the dolly, and if McGregor and Khabib end up fighting again, I know they would use this film and this footage.
Of course they will.
The fans are reacting to something that you're feeding them. We always say that WWE has the greatest hype videos. Well, if you hype me up for something, yeah, I'm more likely to buy it. But, man, isn't that really on the UFC for – you don't have to show this video to hype up this fight. In my opinion, and it's out there opinion, it'd be like I follow you and Craig's show reviewing old Raw and SmackDowns, or Raw and Nitros. If D'Lo Brown is billed as a career ender after he breaks Drozdov's neck, you better watch out because you never know what happens when D'Lo Brown gets in the ring. You know, what's the difference? If the ratings spike because they've got a wild man on Raw who really did something in real life, I mean, I just don't think you can blame the fans for that. And it's on the company that's producing these and pushing this stuff.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I have a lot I could say about this. I mean, I understand what Dave is trying to say, okay? But to me, it's like, if I sit Mike down on a chair, I take a hammer and I bang it below your knee and your leg kicks out straight. It's a reflex. It's a reflex, right?
Yeah.
Now you can't help it. Okay. So if I sat there and I said, I don't want you to kick your leg straight when I hit you with this hammer. I hit you with a hammer and your leg kicks straight every time. It's like, can I really blame you for that? It's a natural reflex. Like, there will never be a time in human history where human beings aren't drawn to two dudes who hate each other that are going to get a fight. It's been like this since day one. It's going to be like this forever. Like, the fans buy that more than they buy Demetrius Johnson having a 5-round technical battle.
Okay? There's a reason we have wrestling now, folks.
I mean, is it really like the fans' fault that they don't appreciate something that to them is significantly more boring than two guys that hate each other having an actual... It's called the Ultimate Fighting Championships, for crying out loud.
Plus, the masses like to be hyped.
The issue here to me, and I argued with him about this on Saturday. The fans can't buy something if you don't provide it to them.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
That's right.
This is basic. This is like, and I know, I don't know.
Brian, and let me, you don't have to continue on with this. Dave, he is right. Like you said, when it comes to pay-per-views and things like that, we look at the Tysons and the Mayweathers and the McGregors, and we can see a common thread throughout those things. But you know who I've been told for so long now is so great for the sport? For a long time, by a lot of people that cover the sport, Conor McGregor. Oh, how great he is. These old pro, he knows how to hype this. And I look at it and I go, oh, I'm a little bit crustier and older, but it's like, this is the same boxing redo. You know, Chael Sonnen, these old pro wrestling promos, wrestlers should watch what Chael's doing. Okay. You know, a lot of this hype for a lot of these guys, and hey, everybody did. Look, people, they've done their due diligence. They've written some great stories about Demetrius Johnson. I'm not saying that they turn their backs from these great technicians and things like that, but to blame the fans without having a writer onto that saying, you know what, the media, and we are all responsible for this. I understand what Dave was trying to say, but I can understand the pushback and the annoyance from fans that went, wait a second, because it wasn't like, well, you know, the fans and the buy rates prove this. He flat out said, well, it's the fans' fault. And that, again, it came across bad. I know what he's trying to say. The fans, in a way, are responsible, but the media is responsible. But mostly, and as you have said this throughout this whole weekend, and others have, the UFC is responsible, and the UFC and Dana White are doubling down on the promotion that they used for that fight. So, again, there are real-life problems with Khabib and Conor that have taken place in the back of hotel rooms and other places or in hotel hallways and things like that, that they are now going to probably, the way it sounds, with the way they double down on this, use if there's a rematch between the two. And again, to one side of this thing, it's business. To another side, it's business, but it's also really, really personal. So if the UFC is going to stoke those flames again, which they seem to be brazenly want to do, then don't be surprised if some stuff goes down again that you don't like in hallways and situations where real people can get hurt accidentally being in the crossfire of a bunch of dudes and a bunch of guys swinging on each other.
And listen, if they do a rematch and they show footage of Conor throwing a dolly through a window and cutting up UFC fighters who later file lawsuits against him, and they show footage of Khabib jumping into the crowd with a Finn Balor double foot stomp and the near riot there, and they sell the pay-per-view on that and the fans buy it, it's not the fans' fault.
Never know what's going to happen because that's how you're selling it. Oh, you tune in because you don't know what's going to happen. So now we're all going to wring our hands afterwards if something bad goes down the same way that we always do. This story's been told a lot. So wish, rinse, wash, repeat, and that's it.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up? Hey, you're on the air. Going
hey,
once.
Brian, Mike?
Yes.
What's up?
What's happening?
You.
Yes. Hey, this is Ryan from Iowa, first time caller.
Hey, Ryan, what's going on?
Not too much. I just want to start out and give a shout out to Mike for always standing up and representing the working man.
Didn't I just do that?
No, you didn't.
We appreciate
it. Not fairly. I'm out here for the people, with the people.
Get out of here. I defended the fans to the death. Go ahead, caller. Ryan.
That's right. Thanks, Mike. Well, first time caller, I just want to talk a little bit. I was a subscriber to the WWE Network from when it started until, you know, until after that July pay-per-view. Just decided not to do it anymore for whatever reason. I just can't deal with this nonsensical booking and everything that's going on. But now we have this return of Triple H and Shawn Michaels, and I can't deal with it. Like, I haven't watched TV in weeks, and these guys are back. I started watching wrestling in, like, late elementary school. I was born in 1992 and watched Raw every week from late elementary school until about 2007 when that cringeworthy DX reboot came out and I was starting high school, and these guys are telling their booger and fart jokes, and now they're back on TV doing it again. I'm done with this company, man. And now this shady, unethical, immoral, shoddy deal, it's terrible. Everybody's got to stop watching it. Don't complain about it and give up on it. Company is unsavable. Thanks, guys.
Ryan, let me ask you a question before you go. Do you watch Ring of Honor, or do you follow Ring of Honor at all?
I followed Ring of Honor even back then early on because I had an older friend that gave me some DVDs. So I followed CM Punk, and that's why I came back in 2013 for CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, all these guys. And they don't give these guys a shot. They keep bringing back the old, terrible, can't-do-anything, bald-headed Shawn Michaels and Triple H to tell their booger and fart jokes.
Well, I was curious for a different reason, although I'll say this. I mean, you do understand that the group that you hate so much is spending millions and millions and millions of dollars, and apparently Shawn Michaels, who has been wrestling-wise, very serious about never coming back. The money was so much where even he had to break his word and come back. So, I there is that factor.
Well, hold on.
Too,
let me jump in with two things. First off, Ryan, thank you very much for the call. An excellent first-time call. And thank you for being exactly what I talked about. It's not Ryan's fault that they're running in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Now the other thing I want to say, to be fair, as a longtime fan of Shawn Michaels turned down many, many gigs over the years. Many, many offers to return. However, for years, Shawn did say, if I ever came back, I would come back for a tag team match so my children could see me wrestle. He did say that. So he's not 100% going back on his word here.
Yeah.
This was always in the back of his head.
Plus, it's just crazy money. But the reason I asked about Ring of Honor and it didn't go that way, although I'm interested basically perpetually about this, is for those people, and there are people that are frustrated with what WWE, any business dealings that they have, or Linda's place in the Trump administration and things like that. When the alternative, and it's a unique situation, when the alternative is Sinclair Broadcasting-owned Ring of Honor, it is interesting. It is interesting for those people that are, if they are politically forward and those things are very important to them and more important maybe than their hobby and their wrestling fandom, or as important as it at least, that there is a the alternative is, again, there are connections between them both. So it's interesting to see going forward.
Yeah, but Ring of Honor is not going to Saudi Arabia.
You're exactly right about that. But there are people that would look at that Sinclair broadcasting empire, what they put on and things like that. And I would assume have the same issue with them. And I'm just curious. It's not really a debate about politics or anything like that, but I'm curious as to those people that are fans of both that have an issue with Saudi Arabia. Do you have any issue with what airs or have any issue with what Sinclair does too?
Because I think people look at it differently because Sinclair owns the company, but it's not like they started Ring of Honor or they have any interest in professional wrestling or understand what professional wrestling is. They're just like the people that have kept it from dying.
So I
don't think people hold it against Sinclair the way they hold it against Vince McMahon taking the money and going to Saudi Arabia 4 days after running a women's only pay-per-view, which is just about the most transparent thing I've ever seen outside of Joe Rogan defending Conor McGregor in the Octagon on Saturday night. I got a bunch of text messages. We'll do one more call after the break. Then it's text message time. I want to make sure all these wonderful fans and listeners of this show get their voice heard.
Oh, listen to this.
How I always am, Mike. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. I promised we would do one more call, but Dom let another one through, and since he's my main man, We're going to go to Anthony in Sarasota. You're on the air, Anthony. What's up?
Yes, Brian. I'm wondering if you can answer this question for me. I'm a big Dean Ambrose fan, and honestly, the WWE's booking of him has been shoddy, so I don't trust a heel turn. And for me, I don't find him as a true heel or a true babyface. I find him in the middle. What's that term again?
Tweener.
A tweener. He's more of a tweener. He's like Austin. Austin wasn't really a babyface. I'm not saying he wrestled like Austin. The way they should book him as a tweener, because Austin wasn't really a babyface or a heel. Because he did heel stuff, but fans cheered him because he was going against the boss or whatever. But he was a true babyface because he did some heel stuff as well. So how would you book a tweener Dean Ambrose, in your opinion?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. Here's my thoughts on this, my friend. I'm not a fan of tweeners at all. It's one of those things where WWE had one. I wouldn't even call Austin a tweener. He was a babyface. Every now and then he'd stun some babyfaces, but, I mean, he was a babyface. And to me, like, every now and then in wrestling history, something really, really, really takes off because of who it was, time, place, etc. And then everybody tries to recreate it, and it never works. And one of the big problems with WWE today, the reason that people don't get invested in everybody is because you don't even know anything about anybody. Is Leo Rush a babyface or a heel? He's a heel now, but like for weeks, he's out there the most annoying man in the world. Lashley's supposed to be a babyface. It was bizarre. You got the Authors of Pain with Drake Maverick, who's a face on one show, a heel on another. I mean, this stuff never works, except in very, very rare circumstances. So to me, Dean Ambrose needs to be a heel. And I would say with 99% certainty that Dean Ambrose is going to be a heel probably before the year is out. So that'll solve the problem of him being a babyface they don't do anything with.
Yeah, and you know, the tweeners are created too sometimes when, I mean, they're just organically. Randy Orton, if there was anybody in the company more than a Dean Ambrose or anybody like that, like, he would be the one because he's hit that legendary status where if you float him in and out to whatever he wanted, and with his personality and reputation as a, you know, in the wrestling side of things on TV, what his reputation is, you could see that. Dean Ambrose, I know, is supposed to be crazy and whatever and all that sort of stuff, but he's better on one side of the ledger or the other. You know, the NWA champion used to be a tweener. One of the reasons why is he used to do heelish things against the good guys in matches, you know, and wrestle straight against other people when that was necessary. I mean, those little subtle heel tactics and things like that also in the past made a tweener. Steve Austin is beyond tweener. Steve Austin was just Steve Austin. He was like The Rock. You know, they just hit a level of stardom where, I mean, yeah, again, it's romanticized because of that era, but with all those shades of gray going on, you ended up just being blind a lot of the time.
All right, last call. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian, Mike. It's Lewis from Toronto, and I just had a couple questions, one about UFC and one about wrestling. And the first one was, I'm not really a big UFC fan or anything like that, but me and my contemporaries, and I'm a younger guy, I'm like 27, we enjoy a little bit of blood sport once in a while. So my question on that is, I can't understand why you're so upset, Brian, about them using the video footage of Khabib jumping out of the cage or Conor throwing the dolly, because in our heads, these guys are legitimate, like, fighters. Like, these guys can kick someone's butt for real. And when you see a person like that, you expect them to be a tough guy.
Hold on. I'll stop you right there.
Well, I was just going to say to finish.
I'm going to tell you why. You're going in the wrong direction.
I'm not saying.
Okay, I had to cut him off. You're not going to let me talk. You're done. Now listen, you're looking at this the wrong way. The reason I would be upset if they use that footage is because they used footage of the dolly incident where Conor McGregor showed up and he committed a crime. He was arrested. Lawsuits were filed against the guy. He cut up UFC fighters. They were removed from the show. He screwed up an entire pay-per-view. A crime was committed, okay? Now listen. If you want to use that to build up your fight, it's low rent. It's a little bit despicable, but you're the promoter, okay? The reason I would be annoyed if they use that riot footage, if you want to call it that, whatever you want to call it, is because they aired all of that footage of all of the things that Conor, the crime that Conor McGregor committed. And then when that led to a riot, they were so disgusted. They were so appalled. I can't believe what has happened here tonight. It is a disgrace to this sport. That's why I would be disgusted if they showed that footage. Because you show that footage, and you know what happens the next time they fight? There's probably going to be another riot. Someone's going to throw stuff. There could be a knife. Who even knows what could happen in that thing? And then we'd have to hear, oh, it's so terrible. Oh, I can't even believe how horrible it is. I don't care what UFC used to promote a fight. You're looking at it the wrong way. Somebody asked, do you think they would use that footage in the next one? I said, yes.
Yeah.
Of course they would.
Look,
It is disgusting because they'd be appalled if something terrible happened after they used that footage to hype up the fight, which is exactly what happened this time, which is stupid.
It was one thing because of how they film embedded. It was one thing to have it. It was one thing to show it because they did show Chiesa bleeding on the bus and Joanna petrified and all the stuff. So that was one thing. Because remember how that ended? For those who didn't see it, it ends. It's a very short, you know, piece embedded. Is or what are they, like 10 minutes long or something like that? And it's the picture of Conor with the handcart in his hand, that last shot before he wings it into the bus. And it looks maniacal and looked like it would make an amazing album cover for West Side Gun one day. It's a fantastic shot. Okay, that was embedded. But then you go and you use that in promotion of the fight, and it's like, well, wait a second, why wouldn't they use that stuff to their advantage? Because usually you just put that out there and let the media handle it. They're going to bring it up, which they did nonstop about what Conor did to go crazy. But you don't actually have to build off of that. There was no reason for you to really build off of that. It's all playing around the corners anyway, all of this personal stuff. And you know what Conor's going to do anyway. So don't make it worse. Don't double down on it. Which, after the fact, Dana White, that's flat out what he said. That's exactly what they did. They doubled down on it.
Well, my point is,
and they're going to do the same disgusting thing this time around with all of this stuff where, again, this is not just between those two guys in the ring. There are a lot of inflamed tensions going on outside of it where, again, something is going to happen. There are going to be fights in the stands probably and all that stuff anyway. You might want to limit how much that happens and how much responsibility, because, of course, like a promoter, they'll bear none and they'll wring their hands and, oh, this is, like you said, this is so terrible after the fact for the sport. But they're going to be active participants in it again, so everybody be ready.
Okay, we got to get going here. Let me just finish by saying you can use whatever footage you want, but if a riot breaks out, then all you got to do is say, we should have seen it coming. You knew this was going to happen.
You should have known last time, for Christ's sake.
That's my whole point. That's what I'm saying. Okay? They didn't do that. So anyway.
Let's go.
First says, and now the New Japan has opened a can of worms with three ways for the IWGP title. Do you guys think we'll ever get Naito, Okada, Tanahashi? Hey, who knows? We could. I don't know if they opened a can of worms. They just did one.
I was going to say, we have Kaz, Fujita, done it a lot. And... Yeah, they've had those before, and they haven't been good. It just happens to be they're better this time. Look, there's going to be a change in wrestling in Japan where you can't have two or three world title matches a year. I mean, these types of things are going to happen. And gimmick matches, when done right, yeah, they're not perfect for everyone. But like in the case of that three-way, it's as good as you could possibly do one. So, you know, I'm not – it's the way it goes.
Looking forward to SmackDown tonight. Bonus points that Carmella will not be wrestling, this person says. We have Miz TV with AJ and Daniel Bryan. We have got Becky Lynch and Charlotte. We have got, oh, by the way, if Lynch gets disqualified, Charlotte gets the title. Big Show versus Randy Orton and Jeff Hardy, Samoa Joe are World Cup qualifiers. So my presumption would be that Randy Orton and Samoa Joe win. Although who knows what the Prince wants. Could be anybody. So I guess we'll find out on SmackDown here tonight. This person here says, I think the heel turn of Ambrose is coming too quick. Well, you don't know when it's coming, so you can't say that. It could be coming in November. It could be coming at WrestleMania. So you can't say it's too quick until it happens. This person says, I have no issues with Shawn coming out of retirement. I'm disappointed that he's involved with yet another Triple H Undertaker feud. I would have preferred... Listen, I've heard this 1,000 times. We want Shawn Michaels versus AJ Styles. We want Shawn Michaels versus Daniel Bryan. We want Shawn Michaels versus whoever. this is not, he is not coming out of retirement to give you the matches you want. I know that sounds like goofy, but he's a 53-year-old man. And he probably thinks, I can't have a good match with AJ Styles. I can't have a good match with Daniel Bryan. I mean, he could probably do something in the ring with these guys, but he knows The Undertaker, he knows Kane, he's comfortable with Triple H. They're going to have an easy match. It's going to be very psychology-based. There's not going to be a lot of bumps. They're not going to have to go very fast. That's what he's coming out of retirement for. He said that for years that he would come back for a tag match.
He's you.
Not a singles match. No, I'm far younger and more athletic than Shawn Michaels right now. You heard me. So no, he's not going to come back to have a 25-minute. This is not the Shawn Michaels of 97. This is not the Shawn Michaels of 2007. It's not even the Shawn Michaels of 2012. It's the Shawn Michaels of 2018.
Hey, let me tell you, you get to this age, you're not even the Shawn Michaels of 2017 anymore.
He's in there to have a simple match to make a lot of money for one night and not get killed. That's it. Says, Dear Brian, I would like to wish an early happy birthday to Vincent Verhey, the greatest wrestler to graduate from Bothell High School. Well, he's not, but happy birthday, Vince. It's tomorrow.
Thank you, John in Memphis.
Yes. This person here says, Chelsea Green is signed with NXT. Any news on if any other Mae Young Classic participants possibly signed? I haven't heard anything that anyone else hasn't heard of late. You got to remember that a lot of the women in the Mae Young Classic are already under WWE contract. So, you know, like Rhea Ripley, it's not like she's going to be signed. She's been signed. So there are only a small number of girls that weren't signed, and some of them are getting signed. So, yeah. Bert says, if the Riot Squad's gimmick is that they riot, why don't they wear riot gear? Well, their gimmick is not that they riot. Their gimmick is that Ruby's last name is Riot.
And they're a squad.
R-I-O-T-T. Yes, they don't actually commit riots. They just happen to have a cool last name. Do you have a listing of some of the music you use on the show? I do not, no. People always ask, can you send me this MP3? What song was it? I have no idea. I have no idea.
You don't know The Alchemist, Brian?
Nope. This person here says, what have we got?
Maybe they should just tweet me, I guess, would be for some of these. I don't know all of them, but...
I've never produced a single minute of television, this person says, but with the budget and talent pool of WWE, I can't really see why they have to put the same six guys in the same matches week to week just to build the exact same match. Because they run monthly pay-per-views, and they want the feud between Braun Strowman's team and Roman Reigns' team to extend all the way to Survivor Series. And so in order to do that, they come up with 8 million different ways for the guys to wrestle so that the feud, in their mind, you remain interested in it. If all of a sudden Seth Rollins is feuding with Shelton Benjamin, who isn't even on Raw, so that'd be weird, but whatever. If all of a sudden he's feuding with some other guy and then some other guy, they're going to think that you're not going to care about the main feud anymore. That has to stretch over 3 months, which means 12 hours of television, which does in fact mean a lot of repetition. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live. This paper pitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. But I'm flies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is...
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got an email from WWE Shop. They got some new shirts out. I'm sure you're stunned. D-Generation X, established 1997. Two skeleton hands. Given the two sweet sign, crossing an X. It's actually not the worst shirt I've ever seen. I never wear it, but that's a pretty damn good shirt if you're a fan of DX. There's a new Brothers of Destruction shirt with the Undertaker's symbol, which is not a cross. It is surrounded by fire. I also believe it says established. Not 2018. It doesn't say established. And join. I'm not making this up. Join the Bellalution.
Oh, God.
There's a shirt that says the Bellalution has begun. Can you imagine?
Is there no Sarah Logan shirt today, a Viking shirt to celebrate Leif Erikson Day?
You know, I wasn't going to mention this because I liked Raw, but if I have to hear Michael Cole and the announcers explain to me that she's a Viking one more time, it's in every single match. And you know what? He says it like he's never said it before. It's like, have you lost your mind? Single show, it's like, fans, you may not be aware, but she's a Viking.
How long before they put the hat with the horns on her like Shotzi Blackheart wears?
They haven't yet, so I don't think they're gonna.
I don't know. They love breaking people up at some point. I can see Sarah Logan, Queen Viking, at some point in the future.
So, yeah, that's the deal. And we're out of time, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening here today. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sign up today at WrestlingObserver.com. Commercial-free replays of this show. I do 15 shows a week. You heard that right, 15 shows a week. 9,500 shows in the archives. You get the Observer Newsletter, Figure Four Weekly, and so much more. It is the best value in the world if you're a wrestling fan. And if you listen and read, you won't call into other shows and sound like a damn idiot. I want to thank you all for listening. Thanks, Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. My main man, Dom, we'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.